You're holding daf ayin vav amud aleph. The Mishnah says, "Behema shenechtucho ragleho min hakuvo lamato." Yave behema shenechtucho ragleho means, as Rashi says, ragleho means achrenim. If its hind legs were nechtucho cut off, min hakuvo means from its joint, or lamato and below, is kshera. So the animal is not called a trefa. If you make a shvita on it, the behema is still kshera bachila. But if you cut off its hind legs from the joints above, then psula, then it became ready. Trefa, it's called the behema trefa, and therefore tasa bachila. And behem, the same halacha applies, shenital tsumais hagidim. These are the tendons, the veins that are there also by the joints of the leg. So not that you cut off the leg itself, cut off the bone there, even if you didn't cut off the bone, you didn't cut off the leg. Just your nito, you took away those veins that attach the by the joints there. That's called shenital tsuma sagidim. Also, the behemoth is called the trefa. Now, what's going to be nishbaretim? Let's say the bone itself breaks. The bone of the leg, let's say where it's below the joint. So far, it does not become a trefa out the nishbar alone. But so it depends. Im roiv habosakayim. A robe of the meat is still there, and the Gemara thinks that we'll soon see even the skin is also around it, covering up that part that's broken. Then, shchitosa metarosai, that this part of the etzem, this part of the bone that's broken off, it's still enough attached to the body that the shchitosa daim is metarit, you'll not eat it. But vimlav, let's say where the bone is broken off, again, on the bottom part of the joint, so it does not make the animal itself into a trefa. Avad, you'll not eat the animal itself with a shchita. So nishal of this broken bone itself is so called attached to the behema to say the shchita helps or not. So if you don't have enough bustle there to cover up robe of it, then ain't shchitasa matarosai. Then we say the shchita on the behema is not mata this part of the eva, like a meduldul, it's not mata this part of the bone that's broken, since there's not enough meat there to cover up robe of it. Now the Gemara says, Omer Rav Yehuda. Omar Rav, Yehuda Rav says that Omar Rav Chilim Rav Chiyo Lamata. What does the Mishnah mean to say? The behema shenechtuchu raglo. If the legs were cut off, what does Lamata below the joints mean? So he says Lamata means Lamata min hakuva, and Lamala means Lamala min hakuva. Yeah. So and it says Bieza kuvam, like which type of a joint, like which knee is he talking about over here? Bieza kuvamru. That's the akuva hanam keres in a rush. That's the akuva that's sold with the head, this joint, which really means the bottom of the hind legs of the animal. The bottom part of it, that's this akuva. And lamatam is there right away, that's kosher. If it's lamalam is there right away, then takas trefa. Ulam anula says, ulam ravishia, that kinegde begomel, in the case if you have a camel, is nikar. This place, this akuba there, it sticks out. By a camel, this joint sticks out. You can clearly tell this place by a camel. The all Malay Ula Rabbi Yehuda, Ula is about Rabbi Yehuda. Bishleim Ludidi, it's good according to me what I say, the Amina. Keneg de begomel nikar, that next to the camel, and the camel, this akuba, this joint, it sticks out. You can tell. Hainu Diktoni, that's why it says, Na Mishnah. The same thing, if you cut these tendons, these veins, the tzumas agidim, it's attached there, it's a trefa. But elu lidoch, according to you, Rabbi Yehuda, elu lidoch. My v'chein shenitul tzumas agidim. What does the Mishnah say? V'chein, the same thing applies, shenitul tzumas agidim. Because really it's a machlokes here between Ula and Rabbi Yehuda. Like what's pshatak in our Mishnah which says, min hakuvo lamata? I really have to have a picture book of the animal, but on the hind legs of the animal, there are two parts to it. There's the bottom bone, after you have the leg there, after the toes, then comes the bottom bone. So Mashm, according to Rav Yehuda Marav, according to Rav Chiya, that bottom bone, that is the akuva. So therefore the Mishnah says, below that is kosher, but above that is the trefa, and he says right next to it. Now right there is where the tzuma sagidim are. So if you tell me where you cut right there, it's called the trefa. That's Ula's question Back to Reb Chilach. According to you, what's the Mishnah saying? Mechein Tzumas Agidim. That's Mamash, the exact place where the Tzumas Agidim are. But according to Ula, the Ula says no. He holds that the place is connected to the Begomel Nikur, then the camel is sticking out there, those joints. That's the above bone. That's the bone above that's come out attached to the hip. See, he holds that bone is called the Akuva. Therefore, it's very good. When the Mishnah says, Lamata Mizeh, means even way up above the Tzumas Agidim, that's also still called kosher. Lamata, from that top bone, if it's cracked there, if it's broken there, the animal is not called a treifa. Then the Mishnah says, but you should know, but if you cut it just by the Tzumas Agidim, that's even worse. Even though the Tzumas Agidim is below, see, if you cut off above the Tzumas Agidim, the whole leg there, it'll be kshera. But if you cut down a little bit more below by the Tzumas Agidim, that makes it into a treifa. So the kids, according to Ula, it's good. The Loshna that says, v'chein another locha. Even though if you cut below the Yaakov, they cut off the whole leg there, it's Ksheirom, but if you cut down a little bit more below that, just taking off the Tzumas Agidim, just those veins there, that makes it into a treifa. But Ula's question was, back to Rav Chiya, according to you, that you're saying now Lamata means the bottom bone. So right there is where the Tzumas Agidim are. So Pshita, that's Chan the Mishnah. That next week, if you cut it over there by the Tzumas Agidim, it's a treifa. So what's the Vechein Tzumas Agidim? It's almost the exact same place. So on this, Rav Chiya answers back and says, Omalei, the Mishnah means like this, Rechuva b'loi Tzumas Agidim. If you cut over there by the Rechuva, by the joint itself, if you cut it over there, that alone makes it a treifa. If you cut right above the Rechuva, even without cutting the veins. But you know, the Mishnah says another Chiddush, that the Tzumas Agidim, but if you cut the veins over there, even below Rechuv, even though you don't cut through the joint, you don't cut through the bone, it's also considered a treifa. So Mar says, I have a nechtuchu k'toni. It says clearly, the nechtuchu, Rashi says, legamri mash, Rashi cut through the whole thing. Alma ton le ton a nito a tzuma. The lom le lom ahad liste, what do you have to repeat it again for? Since it says already nechtuchu, kur means through the whole thing, so when you cut through the whole thing, the pshita, that's the mokum where the tzuma sagidim are, that's all the city took off the Tzumas Agidim. So Mor says, Ishtik, at that time Rav Chiya kept quiet, didn't have what to answer back. But Labos of the Nofik, after Ula went out, then he said like this. So Rav Yehuda like said Lanash, Rav Yehuda said to himself, Rav Yehuda was the one that said over his name, and then Rav Chiya, he said to himself, my time of Yamrli, how come I didn't answer back to Ula and say like this? That Lamata means Lamata min Hakuva and Echnami. That Labatim from the joint, if you cut it over there, cut straight through, it's still kosher. Lamala means Lamala Mitzumas Agidim. Lamala means doesn't only mean right above the Yakuva, but Taka means above the Tzumas Agidim. If you cut a nechtuchu above the Tzumas Agidim, that's what makes it a treifa. And therefore it's good why it says Bechenin, who are then if you cut a little bit below, but cutting off the Tzumas Agidim, that also makes it into a treifa. There's not a kasha why the Mishnah says Bechenin, it's another Kiddush. If you cut it straight through above the Yakuva, which is above the Tzumas Agidim, that's one treifas. If you cut a little bit below, if you cut off the veins there, that also makes it a treifa. So the Chori should answer this. Hadoma, then he said to himself, no, Hadoma, then he thought over again and said, Hadoma v'le'amrile. It's good that Hadoma v'le'amrile, like it's good, why didn't tell him this? Because the Yomli could have said to me, Nechtuchu k'toni. It says the Mishnah Lashon of Nechtuchu. The Rashi explains there's also the same part of the Kasha. That the Maaseh says Lamala Meyakuva. That's Mamish the same Makom with the Tzumas Agidim. So it's Mamish again the same place. You can't have two things. So therefore, it's a little Kasha on the way. If you do, Rav Chiya says Pshat in the Mishnah. Like it says, Mor says again. Hod Rama Loi Amrile. Didn't I already answer him back? One answer. And the Yomli said back to me, no, that wasn't a good answer, because Nechtuchu K'toni, he says, Nechtuchu, Mashmi cut through the whole thing. Hachinami min Akuva l'mala K'toni, which is Mashmi right above, not way above the Tzumas Agidim, but min Akuva l'mala is Mashmi in the Mishnah right above this bottom Akuva, this bottom joint. And that's exactly where the Tzumas Agidim are. That'll be a Kash in the Mishnah. Why does the Mishnah say two things? Really, it's one case. There's a little Kash on the Yudah, Omarav, Omarav Chiyas Pshat. Now the Gemara says, Rav Papa Masni Ocher. Papa learned like this, that Om Rav Yudah Amar Rav, Om Rav Chiyah, it's not Rav Chiyah. Lamata means Lamata min Akuva, Omitzumis Agidim and Echnami. Lamata, that's kosher, means the bottom part of the joint, and even below the tzumas agidim also. Lamala, that's what we say, lamala, above the joint, makes into a trefa, means lamala min hakuva, or mit tzumas agidim, means above the tzumas agidim in achnami. Way above it, there, if you nechuk, if you cut it straight through, that makes it into a trefa. And then the Mishnah says, v'chein shenit tzumas agidim, and then who are then a little bit below, if you just cut off the veins there, tzumas agidim, that's also considered a trefa. Rashi means of etzem emtsoi, is in the middle bone, that yeshmakim shi trefa, is a place even the middle bone. In other words, he's learned like this, the bottom bone, that's ksheva. The top bone, that makes it into a trefa. What about the middle bone? That depends. If you cut it exactly where the tzumas agidim are, that makes it into a trefa. Not where the tzumas agidim are, it's ksheva. That's what the Mishnah says, v'chein, v'chein shi tzumas agidim, yeah. But v'yakuva gufa, what about the akuv itself? That's kedula, that he learns the same pshat as Ulu learns, which means the elyon, the top part of it. So according to this pshat, that what does the akuv mean, the joint? It doesn't mean the bottom joint, but it means the top joint near the hip, just like Ulu learns. So therefore, if there won't be a kasha, the Mishnah comes out good. So this the Gemara says, Om Rabbi Shavashi says back, O miyikamidu do anything, Dilu madlei posiklei v'choya matosei posiklei yomeso. How could it be? If you cut it up a little bit higher up, it lives. And you cut a little bit further down, it's a trefa. Like you're telling me now, this middle bone on the top part of the middle bone, that's not the tzumas agidim. If you cut it straight through there, the animal is kshera. If you cut a little bit down below by the tzumas agidim, that makes it for trefa. Does it make sense? Smur says back, yes. Omarabashi, trefus kod madmas ladodi, that yesh in question trefus, one of the madam, one to the other, ain't omer betrefus, we don't say by hilfa trefus, zu doimlazu, this is like this one. Sherei choitcho mikanu mesom, it can no longer like that. If you cut the animal in one place, it could die because of that cut. Chotcho mikan vachoy, if you cut it another place, it doesn't die. So, kids, by hilfa trefus, you can't ask the question, since higher up, it's not a trefa. A little bit below, if you make it into trefa, that's not a kasha. Mefrat will be for sure not a kasha. Because over here you're cutting off these veins, these tumas agidim, that's what makes it into a trefa. Now the Gemara says, V'elohein tumas agidim, these are the special veins, these are the tumas agidim. So Rashi says, the Gemara's question is like, Mehechin Masko, where do these veins start from? Ve'echin koyach yusin agidim. Where's the ikka koyach, like the strength there that keeps it alive, that if you cut it there, make it into a trefa. So Rabbi says that Omar Ravashi, the agmaro ulabar, means from the bone outwards, off the bone. So Rashi explains it means that mishayotza agidim unetzim, when the veins come out from the bone, or mahalchim goes along the bust, along the meat, along the bone, above the peric, above the joint. So the bone above the joint is orim, belay bus is no meat there yet. Kishtaim begimlas boys, like two or three etzboys, and the gidim are added to it. So the kitzah means above the joints, where the gidim are attached to the bone, that's the makom of tumas gidim. If you cut it there, that will make it into a trefa. And Rabba bar Rav Huna Amar Rav Ashi, that miagmaro lagaf, no, means inside the bone. Rashi says inside the bone means ein nikroim tzumas elumokim adikosim biyetsa mimokim shadokim boy adaperik, only up until the joint, the part of the veins that are attached to the bone by the joint, that's called the tzumas agidim. The mashma, the veins, once they start going up further up, that's not the strength anymore. There will not make it into a trefa. Now, Rava braid the Rabba Barafuna Omer Ravasi. He said that name of Ravasi like this, that the Eloi Arkuma, it's above the Arkuma. Well, she said the Eloi Arkuma means etzem cotton, there's a small bone there. Hu amechabres aprokim. That makes the joints, keeps the joints together there. O mashiesh min agidim olamalim menu, whatever above that small bone, ad mokim shemishpashtin, until the place where the veins spread out, that's called tzumais. V'chol mokim sheyeftichu shom, you cut it there as a trefa. He says, "V'ushir nofresh mikolat tzadikishir know them." Shemaskut starts miyad min orkum, olamal starts right away from the bottom joint upwards. V'ulamata misoif etzem amtsoi, v'nechtach bein etzem amtsoi liyos orkum treifa. Kitzit is a longer, a bigger shear of the tzumas hagidim. That's called iloi akuma. Now the Gemara says, Yosef hum rabbonin, there was some rabbonin that was sitting. Kaimid rabbam, in front of rabbabo. The Yosef, the sinu koma, they said, the akuma gufa. They said, no, the mokim with the tzumas hagidim arm is the akuma gufa on this small bone itself. And that's the mokim of the tzumas hagidim. But she says, that's what makes it a treifa. Omle Rabbi said back, do not listen to them. But rather, this is what Rabbi said, Heicho depori tavchin. The mokim is where the tabochin, where the butcher strikes it, hits the animal. Rashi says, b'mokim shepoischin atabochin, where the butcher opens up the animal, lafesh abosim and etzim, to separate the meat from the bone. Okay, shemenakru noisoi, for roitzen lita loisa gidim, and this is the mokim of a hainu, Rashi says, milu akuma. That's the place above this small bone, above the akuma, but not the akuma itself. So again, that's the smokum of Hechi Depari Tavchei. The Mora says, Behind all, that's the sheet of Rabba, Bred Rabba, Baravuna. Now, Omer of Asi, Omer of Yudom Ashmuel, Tsumas Hagidim Shomru, that that we said is this trephis. If you cut off the Tsumas Hagidim, these veins here, Mokim Shagidim Tsumsim. It means the place where the veins themselves are Tsumas. Means they're attached together. Rashi says, Soimsos means Mechubor and Yachad. They all look like one vein. So that's the Lachal again, Omer Yudom Ashmuel. So it's Tsuma Sagidim Shomu, it's Mokum Shagidim Tsoimsom. The Yad Kama, how far up do they go? So Omele Yumer Rabbonin. This Rabbonin said over for Rav Yaakov Shmei, his name was Rav Yaakov. He said like this, that Kiavin and Bei Rav Yudu, when I was by Rav Yehuda, O Maloni told us that Shimu Minei, listen to me. Because Milsa de Migavu Rabbi Shmuel, I heard over this halacha from a great person. Omanu, who is that great person? Shmuel. That what the Shmuel holds that the Tzumas Hagidim Shomru. That's what it says now, Mishnah Tzumas Hagidim is a treifa. If you cut it there, that's Mokim Shagidim Tzumsim Boy. That's the Mokim of the Gidim all, or look like one, they're attached together. Omi Mokim Shem Tzumsim Ad Mokim Shem Espashtin. And they go up until the place where the veins start to separate, start to, each one goes separately. The Kama, how far up is that? Om Rabbi, Abaye said, our boy bitati batura. It's like four etzboyes, four fingers in an ox. In a big ox, it goes up four fingers. Now the Gemara says, but bedaka, man, what about a small animal? Let's say by limbs. How far up does it go? Om Rabbi, like this, a beliti. Where it's sticking out, bulging out, that's called Hevet Tzumas Hagidim. Belia, where it's like sunk in, though, that's not called, that's Hevet Tzumas Hagidim. Ashuni, if it's hard, that's Hevet Tzumas Hagidim. Rechichi, where it's soft, Rashiv Leachish, Nicht the Bosom, when it goes, we have to the veins start to come into the meat, then it becomes a little bit soft, so Hevet Tzumas Hagidim, that's not called the Tzumas Hagidim. Alimi, what about when they're big and thick? That's called Hevet Tzumas Hagidim. Katini, when they're small, when the veins become small, that's lehevi tzumas hagidim. Lehevi tzumas hagidim. Chivri hevi tzumas hagidim. When they're white, that is considered tzumas hagidim. Loi chivri, if they're not white, lehevi tzumas hagidim. That's not considered tzumas hagidim. The tzumas hagidim is the veins are white over there. The Gemara says, Ma baravashi yoma. Ma baravashi says that even the zigi, as long as the veins are like clear, you can see through them, it's also called tzumas hagidim. Afagav de loi chavri, even though they're not white. As long as they're clear, you can see through, that's also considered like white, that's still considered the Tzumas Hagidim. Omer HaMeimar Mishmei the Rav Zvid, that Losa Chuti Heve, really the Tzumas Hagidim are made out of three tendons. They are three of them, three Chutim. Now, Chad Alima, one of these three is a thick one, a big one, or Trek Tinia, two of them are small ones. Rashi says, Losa Chuti Heve means Tzumas Hagidim. Now, if Sekalim, what's going to be if the thick one is cut, is Ozda Roiv Binyan. You're missing Rove of the Binyan, therefore that makes the treifa. Rashi says, Shu'av Mishnayim, that the thicker one is thicker than the other two together. And therefore, since rover bittel zakot is called a treifa. What's going to be if saktini? Let's say the two small ones were cut, even though the thick one is still attached, still it's a treifa because oz the roiv minion, because you're missing rover the minion, you're missing two out of the three, that also makes into a treifa. Ma baravashi master lekulu, he learned it lekulu like this. If sekalimi, leke roiv minion, even if the thick one was cut, so what? There's still two left over. That's the roiv minion, still kosher. If sektini, let's say the two small ones were cut, leke roiv minion, you still have roiv of the, since the thick one is still there, that's still kiddik shera. So that's where Ma baravashi learns. He learns lekulu. Masas, when we pass the lekulu here. The other more says the oifas. What's going to be by a bird? That's come out by the pulka of the bird, by that bone there. There are gidim there. If those gidim would be cut, it also make a treif in the oif. Now, by oifas, shisa chut and heavy. There are not three, but there are 16 strings there. 16 tendons are there. And he posts a chad min al treif. Even only one of the 16 is cut, it makes a treif. By oif, it's worse. Even one of them makes into a treif. The oma ma baravashi. Heavy kim no kaima diyabal. I was once by my father, and the Isla Kameh, they brought in front of him Ufa, a bird, who bought it, they checked out the Tumas Agidim, the Ashkach Bei Chameser Heavy. He only found 15 chut, and that's all. So they want to say the chut's a trifle, the chut was cut. So Heavy Chad, Heavy Shonim Chaber, but they noticed one of them, one tendon there, looked different than the other ones. So Naf said they split that one in half like. The Ashkach trend came out there with two. Similarly, said this life is still kosher. There are 16 chutim there. Omer Rav Yehuda, Omer Rav, Tzumas Hagidin Sheomru Berubai. That's what we say. If you cut through the Tzumas Hagidin, that makes into a treifah. That's if you cut through Rav, the majority of the Tzumas Hagidin. Nothing more says, my Ruba. What do you mean by Ruba? So Rav Echod Mehen. It's not if you cut through Rav of one of them. Just roiv of one of them makes into a treifa. And ki amrisa kaim, when I said this over, ki amrisa kaim of the Shmuel, when I said over this halach in front of Shmuel, Omli said like this, listen, michtit los heavy, by the hema, there are three chutim there. If so, ki mifse chad minayu legamri, even if one was cut off completely, so what? We could trade, there's still two left over, as I said before, we pass the Mabar Avashi. So taima, we could trade, because there are two left over. But if two are not left over, then it'll make it into a treifa. So that's like we're just saying, as long as one of them was cut through, that makes it into a treifa. Mor says now, a pliga de Rav Noi, the yagos on Rav Noi. The yom a Rav Noi, yom a Shmuel, the name of Shmuel, that sumes hagidim, a filu lo nishtayibo, ela kechot hasabuch shayrom, that these sumes hagidim, even though they're cut through, but as long as there's a little bit still attached of it, like a thread of a coat, that's still considered attached, it's not called a treifa yet. Rashi says, Sabu means shaltsemer, a woolen coat. Umamidin beisatzava b'chut. So as long as a little bit is left over, it's not called a treifa. Even though it's cut through robe of it, but as long as it's not cut through completely, it's not called a treifa. V'ikadiyam is something like this. My ruba, what do you mean to say? Suma sagidim is berubai. It means roiv kolechad viechot. That a roiv of all three of them have to be cut through. It's not enough to cut through one. You have to cut through roiv of all three of them. And on this, kiam risa kam with Shmuel. They set us over in front of Shmuel. Omu, they set him like this. Michti, let's see. Tlosa heavy. There are three. Chutim, there are three of them here. Choyiko tlosa. The chochad v'chad. But there's like a third left over from each one of them. So altogether, it's still like one. The kids are held there, but it's not called a treifa. So Sodom Gomorrah says, Messiah l'Rav Noi, there's a proof to Rav Noi. The Yom Rav Noi, here before Rav Noi, he says, that Omar Shmuel, the name of Shmuel, that Tzumah Sagidin Shomru, that though we said, Tzumah Sagidin makes into a treifa if you cut it there, we should know, Afilu Anishtar Berachot HaSabuk Shera, as long as, by each chut at least, that is left over, kechut hasabu is a string, like the size of a string, of a woolen string, left over, it's fukshera. Even though rove is cut off, so what, as long as a little bit is still attached, it's not called the treifa yet. Here also, as long as a little bit was attached, it's not called the treifa. Now the Gemara says in the Mishnah, nishbaret, if the bone was broken, and even the place where it doesn't make it a treifa, There's a question about this part that's broken. Is that mutter b'shchita or not? So, the Mora says that Omar Rav says like this, Lamalim in Harkuvah, the bone was broken above the joint, so it depends. Im Roiv HaBosakayim, if Rove of the meat is still there attached to it, again, where this bone was fractured, like, and it's Lamalim Akuvah, so if Roiv of the boss is still attached, like still covering over the fracture, then the locher is Zevizem Mutam. Both the behem is still mutis, not a treif yet, and nor did even this bosom, this part that's cracked off, that's fractured, when you make a shchita on the mother, on the behema, it's matter that part also. But v'yimlav, let's say rove of the meat is not covering it over, there's a fracture there, you can see the fracture through, then the locher is zevizeh also. He holds both, even the behema also becomes a treif. That's what Rav holds. If the fracture took place above the joints, then if it's not covered up with the rove of the meat there, the hem of itself becomes also. What's going to be lamata min hakuva? Let's say this fracture took place below the joints, lamata min hakuva. Then the locher is im roiv habosakayim. If rove of the meat is covering over the fracture there, then zev is a mut. Again, both is mutter, the behema and this aver. Im lav, let's say the rove of the meat is not covering it up, then aver also. The aver itself is also, but ubehema mutaris, the behema itself is mutter. That's what Rav holds. Shmuel holds no. The reason why the aver itself is zoster is because it's considered like it's detached already. It's not like part of the animal, like a buster, it's like an aver, a medudul, that the shchita does not help for it. Now, Shmuel HaMashmuel says no. Bein lamala, bein lamata. Whether the fracture of the bone took place above the joint that the Mishnah is talking about, or below it, it depends. Im roif habosakayim, if rover, the meat is still covering it up there, then zev is mutter, both the animal and this aver is mutter b'achil if you make a shchita on the behema. In lav, let's say rover, the meat is not covering it up, then aver also. All that happens is the buster is considered like an aver hamadudum, that the shchita does not help with this piece of meat from the fracture onwards. But a behema mutteris, but a vada does not make a trace in the behema. The behema itself is still mutter, it's still okay. The Rashi says, "Aver also mishum adudu." That's all. Rashi says, "Lishmul masnisim bein lamala bein lamata komar." The Mishnah says, "Nishpar," it means bein lamala bein lamata. The shonul masnisim menechtuch legarmi lanishpar. The difference whether you cut it off completely, then lamala it's a treifa. But just nishpar only means it was a fracture. That's not called a treifus. Mask of law, Rav Nachman. Rav Nachman asked the question of Shmuel, according to Shmuel, Yoimru Eivra Mimenu Mutal Biashpa. How could you say that this piece of meat of it is like treif, you can eat umoteris, but the animal itself is mutter? How could that be? Lechura, since part of it is also, so then the whole thing should be also. Omalei Ravacho Ba Ravun El Rav Nachman. We said back to Rav Nachman, Le Rav Nachman, he asked the same question according to Rav also. Yoimru, you say Eivra Mimenu Mutal Biashpa Muteris. How could that be that one aver is also? He also says of lamata. He also agrees by lamata, just the aver itself is also, but not the rest of the behem. How could that be? Or Melissa said back to him, and he asked like this, Hochikamina, aver shechayim imenu, mutu biyashpa, or muteris. How could that be an aver that shechayim means it's above? It's an aver, as he says, in the Shamat Luyibo, like it's lamala from the Akuva. But on that, the Mishnah says it makes it a treifa. Here, that piece that's fractured off, tell me that piece, Taka, is also. So if that piece is also, Taka, tell me the rest of the bein is still muta. So that's what we also argued on Shmuel. Ba'kopon, the Gemara says, Sholcho mitom, they sent a letter from Eretz Yisrael, that Hilchos sakavos the Rav. Halacha is like Rav, enechanami, lamalo, even the behema, is called the treifa. It's Taka Asura. Hilchos sakavos the Rav. Chodesh Sholcho, then they send back another letter saying no. It's a rhyme we pass by Shmuel. Then it's like a third time of Sakavos to the Rav. The Loch is like Rav. Now, the Aver Atzmoy, what's the Loch of this Aver itself? That according to Rav, that the Aver itself is Tak Zosa, in the case with Lamato, what's the Loch of this Aver Atzmoy? His Matama B'Masa, it even has Tumas Neveler on it also. Rashi says, the Shchito is a nipple, because the Yolda, since you made a Shchito on this, it makes it into nipples, still like his boster Hamadudo was cut off before the Shchita, and therefore has Tumah of Eivah Menachai as the time of Amasa. Most, the Rav Chizuk, he asked the question,
that we had before, loyim tiaro shchitas treifo iso v'yesei ramadudu bo. The naked shchita on the behemoth the treifo, it's not the both the behemoth itself and the aver hamadudu bo. They know why, because dovish agufoi, because the aver is part of the behemoth itself. That's why the shchita on the behemoth is not that takes off the yesei treifo, the yesei nevela, the tumah on this aver. But you want to tell me titeres uber? Who are then the shchita same should help for the uber also? Dovish and the guf is not part of the guf itself. By Koponim, you see clearly though, on the part that's part of the guf itself, the shchita on the behemoth takes off the tumas nevela on the aver. So how we say the boss on the medudo, when you make a shchita, that shchita makes into nipple, it remains tatame. Or Malay Rabbi, Rabbi says back, Hadure ar pirchul amlecho. Like, what do you have to go and try and find questions to ask for? Lomlecho, oisim maspisim, why do you ask the question clearly from our Mishnah? But the Mishnah Rashi says, screw up in base of Medrash, but if you cool them, everybody knows this Mishnah. What do you have to ask from our Braisa for? There's a Mishnah that says, we'll have Mishnah later also, that Nishchato Behema, if you shech the Behema, Huchshirah B'damehom, you know now, the buffer of it is royal Kabbal Tumah, because of the Shechita. Tibur Rabbi Meir, these are the words of Rabbi Meir. It b'damehom, means not the Shechita, but b'damehom. Since the blood goes on the animal, that's like mach.